Well, on Siman Tzadi Beis, and it's a Siman about a Chela Sheyesh Bei Sakana. Chela Sheyesh Bei Sakana is a Chela that his life is in danger, and we learn from many psukim that you violate Shabbos, you violate any halacha called Tarakula, except for Gimel Averis Chamuris to save a human life. If a person is in that situation, so then he shouldn't be a chassid shaita and try to be machmer and do it al yedei goy or with shinuyim or anything like that. A person should be a zariz to be mechalel Shabbos, and it's better to do it by yourself than to call in a goy, and it's considered to be a miyus chassidus, even if it's a suffolk, and well, not a suffolk, even if it's a situation where you need to get the fruit for him, and 9 different people run and pluck a fruit, and you only needed one of them, all 9 of them get a mitzvah for being mechal Shabbos. The Shabbos is dechuya mishum pekuach nefesh. The person that you have that you can be mechal Shabbos for has to be an adam kosher. If he's a mumal akal atayra kula or any another such individual, so then you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. Okay, if the person himself says that I'm misukan, even if a doctor says he's not, so you go by what the chayla says, because that creates a suffik, and suffik pikuach nefesh, you're also mechal Shabbos. If you have one doctor going up against another doctor, so vaitzer, it's a suffik, and we always are going to be mechal Shabbos. The only exception is if the chola says that I need you to be mechal Shabbos for me, and the doctor says there's no necessity, and adarab, if you do what he says, you're actually going to make him worse. In that situation, so then you would follow the doctor. If a rofe baki, an expert doctor, says he's not b'matzav pikuach nefesh right now, but if you leave him this way, he's going to become b'matzav pikuach nefesh, and better a stitch in time, than waiting. Even if the chola says you don't have to do anything, so then you listen to the doctor and you can be mechal Shabbos right now. Any internal makkah has a din of chola sheyesh bo sakana. It's interesting, even if it's in the person's mouth, with the exception that you know that it's not serious, it has to also be a makkah. It can't be just pain. Pain is not doesn't qualify as a makkah. And if a person has an excruciating toothache, that's so bad that he's going to go into bed. So it's not pikuach nefesh, but you're allowed to call a goyish doctor to pull the teeth to get rid of it. If a person gets a cut on his arm or his leg from a rust, what?
A pill to
with the ease of if he fell into bed. Yeah, if he fell into bed. He's talking about the guy.
The toothache.
If the guy's just in a bit of a toothache and the pain is not excruciating, that he's incapacitated, so then you can't take a pill. So that's the same thing as a chol sheyesh bo sakana. A toothache is not a chol sheyesh bo sakana. We say that anything that's because we say that any wound that's inside the body is considered to be yesh bo sakana, unless you know for a fact that it's not. You know from a toothache. You know, the guy's not going to die from a toothache. You know what it is. So, but it just adds on to that. You're going to have a guy pull a tooth. Yeah, same thing. So what's it called? If a guy gets a cut from a real rusty nail, and he hasn't had a tetanus shot, or he gets bitten by a rabid dog, or he gets bitten by a snake, and you don't know if the snake was venomous or not. So in all of these cases, so you could be Mechal Shabbos because it's Suffolk Kuach Nefesh. If a person has a congestion of blood, again, the way that they used to solve that is they used to do Hakazas Dam, that's Pikuach Nefesh, you can right away get a Hakazas Dam, and also brought down Halacha that after Hakazas Dam, well, a person will get chills, so then he's B'matza Pikuach Nefesh, and you can build a fire for him on Shabbos because of the fact that he's considered to be a Mesukan, he's in danger. Beseder. If a person has both of his eyes, or he has a tremendous amount of pain in both of his eyes, and you don't know exactly what's going on, they're not talking about a simple headache, or he has pus coming out of his eyes. So eyes is al pi halacha considered to be connected with the heart, and therefore It's true as far as a bris also. So it's so machmer with a baby's eyes, and therefore you can be mechal Shabbos for that also. And of course, all of this entire siman is like, don't try this at home. Make sure you really know what you're doing before you go ahead and do something. If a person needs meat for a kol shiyesh bo sakana, and you have two options, you can get kosher meat by shechting an animal, or you can get not kosher meat by going to local guy and feeding him not kosher meat. So the halacha brought down in the Gemara says, and the shaila is just why, but the kitzur goes with the shitas rishayim, that you're supposed to give him the kosher meat. In other words, better to be over an iser d'oraisa, which is a lav shiyesh bo skila, to shecht an animal on Shabbos than just giving him nevela. Why? Because of the fact that we're afraid that if he knows that he's eating nevela, he's going to get so grossed out that it's not going to cure him. Psychologically, it's going to be bad. Therefore, he says that if you're dealing with a child or a person who's not in his right mind anymore, so then it won't make a difference, so then you should give him nevela. There are other Rishonim, the Rush, for instance, argues on that, but La'alachi, he brings, I think it's a Shitas Aran, that says that it has to do with the fact that a person is going to be disgusted by eating nevela more than eating something that was nishchan on Shabbos for his own benefit. Okay, the Seder. If you have to cook something for a chola, a bari is not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos is finished, so then he can eat it. Otherwise, we're afraid shemayar b'bishvilo, you're going to add more for the bari, and so he can't eat it on Shabbos. If somebody is in a matzah where they want to make him be over on Gimel Averis Chamuris, and you could be Machal Shabbos and prevent him, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to prevent somebody being over Gimel Averis Chamuris by being Machal Shabbos. However, if the person is at danger of becoming a mummer, let's say that they kidnap a kid and they're taking him off to the monastery or they're taking him off to the army or something like that, so... On there we go with the psak that it's mutav that it'll be mechal one Shabbos so that this person is not going to be mechal many Shabbosis, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in that situation. That's all well and good when the person is a good Jew. If this person who they're trying to kidnap is already a mummer and he's not too interested in keeping Torah mitzvahs, so then d'oraisas, you're not allowed to be over. D'rabbanans, you still are allowed to be over in order to try to save him and get him back. Okay, then we move on to Tzadi Gimel. Tzadi Gimel, we're talking about Yoledes. Yoledes, anybody, a woman who starts feeling labor pains, so you can immediately call a midwife that's going to help her give birth, even if she's from outside the tchum. Once the woman gets a din of a yoledes, which is either when she's seeing dam or when she's already on the birth stool, so then she has a din of a chol sheyesh bo sakana, and you can do anything that you would do for a chol sheyesh bo sakana, b'michal Shabbos, etc. It's better if the yoledes that you do the malacha al yedei shinui. In that, it's different than a chol sheyesh bo sakana in some ways. She retains this din of a chol sheyesh bo sakana for the first 3 days. Those 3 days are not 24-hour periods. They go by the day that she actually gave birth on. Between 3 and 7, it's only if she says that she needs you to be mechal Shabbos, then we're machmer. But if she says and she doesn't, so then you can't be mechal Shabbos. From 7 days to 30, so then even if she says I need you to be mechal Shabbos, so then we don't let you do it. But she has a din of a cholish ein bo sakana, and therefore, like any cholish ein bo sakana, you can have a guy do malacha for this for this woman. Finally, over here you have the din of the baby itself. The baby itself. So you're allowed to do many malachas. You're allowed to wash up the baby. You're allowed to cut the umbilical cord. You're allowed to set his limbs. That's what they used to do after the baby was born. Interesting, back in their days, if a baby was born in the 8th month, So the baby was considered to be a nefel, not ben kayama, so you couldn't do any of these things because the kid had a chazaka that he wasn't going to live. Nowadays it's not really true anymore because they can save babies a lot earlier than that. So except in extreme situations, so then, you know, you can still work on the baby, and we don't consider the baby to be muksa, which they would in the other day. Even in a situation where the baby was not a ben kayama, the mother was allowed to nurse the baby in order to relieve herself. As far as doing anything with the baby, if the baby was batuach that the baby was going to die, so you were not allowed to do anything on Shabbos. But Ezra Hashem, tomorrow we continue with Hilchos Eruvei Chatzeres.